Movies such as The Crying Game and Boys Don't Cry have put a human face on what experts say is one of the most misunderstood of human conditions, transsexuality. People who dress or assume the identity of another sex are usually referred to as transgender, or more recently, trans people. They say they are the last group of people that it's still acceptable to make fun of. In Chicago, the nation's first resource center for transgenders has opened, and its goal is to promote understanding. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
Ricky Swin's long blonde hair falls forward as she cuddles her Maltese dog, Kiddo.
Can I kiss? Give me a kiss. Thank you.
Sitting in a tailored skirt and high snakeskin boots in her waterfront condominium in downtown Chicago, Swin looks the essence of good grooming. Swin was born a male and for decades was a crossdresser, wearing women's clothes whenever he could. 2 years ago, after much soul-searching, Swin had surgery to alter his sexual appearance.
Is that a puppy? There's a puppy. Okay.
She's now the founder of the Ricky Swin Institute, a nonprofit $3.5 million education and research center dedicated to transgender issues. There's a whole range of information available at the facility, including thousands of books, personal diaries and memorabilia, legal files, even instructional videos for paramedics on how to deal with a trans person in a medical emergency. But Swin says one of the main goals of opening the doors of the Institute to the public is to clarify misconceptions about a complex human condition and make transsexuality more acceptable.
Because of the limited exposure and the kinds of portrayal, the stereotype trans person as a weirdo on the Jerry Springer show and the likes, I mean, the public has no true idea of what trans people really are. I mean, and we serve useful functions and contribute to society, and that's part of what the Institute is all about.
A crowd of about 75 people mixed and mingled at the grand opening of the Swin Institute. Among them were spouses, friends, and children of transgendered people. A panel of lawyers, economists, and union leaders discussed their experiences and concerns as transsexuals, or like Allison, as a happily married crossdresser.
They're not as visible. Many of us only dress for weekends or one day at a time and live in constant fear that someday the boss is going to come in or the FBI or the CIA or somebody and toss us out on our cans because during the day...
Gender experts say most crossdressers are not gay or lesbians and don't want to alter their gender. But transsexuals who feel they were born with the wrong body do want to change their gender. But few can afford the $15,000 price tag for a sex change operation.
This is a condition that people are born with. It is not a lifestyle choice.
Dr. Randy Etner, a forensic and clinical psychologist, has worked with transgender since the 1970s and has written several books on the subject. Etner says over the years there have been advances in understanding and helping trans people, but it remains the most misunderstood area of human behavior, and research is slow.
We haven't been able to get that information to professionals, to physicians, to legislators, and particularly the scientific information. If we can get the research disseminated to healthcare professionals, then I think we can make great strides helping people get hormones and the interventions they need. We need to really educate these people because these people are the gatekeepers.
Edner says she hopes the new institute will help raise awareness that will lead to more protection for trans persons. So far, only a few cities, such as San Francisco, have created laws to give trans people equal rights in some areas, such as health benefits. And Minnesota is the only state that protects transgender people from job and housing discrimination. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.